Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, about to do one of the things I love to do most, debunk another myth. Some of you have been told you have Epstein-Barr virus, and although that may be true, I don't think we're hanging on to the right perspective. I had to go to the National Examiner this week, a magazine you all know and love. No, not a literary masterpiece, but nonetheless something that we all glance at as we purchase our goods each week. Not that it's any better or any worse than the LA Times or any of the other rag misdirected magazines that we at one time trusted. Go to the first article, Cher has Epstein-Barr virus. Now, you can say it or not. You can try to get around it. But the bottom line is, this hits people. And I did a show about a month ago, Robin Williams and his issue with congestive heart failure, with cocaine addiction, and with ultimately a suicide. And I made a statement that had we given that the right perspective, or if the people around Robin Williams had given him the right perspective, well, things may have worked out very, very differently. So I'm going to go, as I think is the American tradition, to Hollywood. And I'm going to have you take a look at what many of us must have seen on the front page of, well, one of our rag magazines, but nonetheless, it hits us. It goes from the Examiner to People magazine. Just give it time. Look at this. Cher dying. Well, that's the first page of it. So you have to go to, again, in the top of the section, you're going to see, click the view on the article, the full article on Cher, who has the Epstein-Barr virus. Just click onto that. And there it is. Just the picture to grab you in. Many of us know and love Cher. Let's go to the next page. So just scroll down. It's an article by Roger Hitz. It explains that Cher has canceled a slew of her shows after falling seriously ill. And of course, the exaggerations, she could be working herself into an early grave. Why do I cite this article? Well, it's probably true that, just look to the right, Cher has already endured a myriad of health problems in her life, from a near-fatal bout with pneumonia to a 25-year battle with Epstein-Barr syndrome, a virus that causes chronic fatigue and can kill you, say experts. Now, some of you in the audience have been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr. I have absolutely no doubt. I see it on my intake forms all the time. Or its more elusive, complicated sister, chronic fatigue syndrome. Everybody's come across this. And along the way, you've had the antibody tests where it shows that your IgGs are high, which means you've had exposure to the Epstein-Barr virus. And somebody's telling you that since you're tired and you've had exposure to the Epstein-Barr virus via a lab test, you've got it. First part of the problem, gross misdirection. And we're going to get into that. Then even if you really and truly have that, and I'll define that later, second part of the problem, because it's either been misdirected to you or marginalized. You either suffer from a myth, a misconception, or a marginalization. All in all, it adds up to, as always, the Kool-Aid that you're asked to drink at the cost of what? Well, the cost of not understanding what Epstein-Barr is and what to do about it can be deadly, and it truly can, because this does, in a way that I think is fascinating that I'm going to explain today, this does get behind your most lethal cancers. it can send your B cells into a lymphoma with what we call a Burkitt's expression. And Burkitt's lymphoma is deadly. In fact, I did a show. I dedicated a show a number of years ago to a gentleman named Chuck, an elderly gentleman, a massage therapist, a wonderful human being who wanted his legacy to be the publication of a book on massage. And he'd already had a lovely family, worked in the restaurant business, owned restaurants, and then got into massage therapy in his mid-60s, only to be ravaged by exactly this. And he never understood it. He didn't understand it when he had it, meaning when he had simply Epstein-Barr. It was something you had and something that made you tired and something you worked your way out of. But you see, what Epstein-Barr does, this ingenious, insidious, devilish little virus, is it brews in latent states. And then when it rears its ugly head again, you can be ravaged. And that's what happened to him. And that's what could happen to Cher. And that's why, in a sense, as a rag of a magazine as this is, it is right on. Except they're leaving out all the important stuff. And that's what we're going to get into. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Some of you are. You're just cruising, listening to the radio while you drive or at home, just scanning. Get to the website when it's appropriate and when you can. Hopefully many of you are on right now looking at the same picture I am. It says Cher dying, which is not true if you read the article. But nonetheless, who knows? Is this the next Robin Williams? Okay. Let's start with another article. I put a lot of articles on today. Okay. Let's view this on newly diagnosed. Click to view the few article on newly diagnosed with Epstein-Barr. Newly diagnosed. Just click it. It's up there. Really simple to see, simple to read. This is a blog. This is what people do. They blog. This is what the public does because they don't trust anybody. They don't trust their medical doctors. They don't trust their holistic practitioners. The list of mistrust, betrayal, depression, anxiety, etc., starts from an embryo up till articles like this. No doubt a very nice woman, and here's her story. And is this you? In other words, have you ever been told you have chronic fatigue? Have you ever been told you have Epstein-Barr? Have you been told it and then told you don't have it? We've got to deepen the understanding. So, says Liz, I'm coming to this forum in hopes of getting some help. Now, there she is. She's reaching out. She's alone. Nobody loves her. Nobody cares. Maybe she's got a family that loves her, but nobody knows what to do. Mine is a long story, and I'll condense it. In 2007, after being on armor for 40 years, I started having heart palpitations and several decreases in medication and continuation of heart palpitations. Then I went to Synthroid. So she went from the holistic stuff, armor, to the pharmaceutical stuff, Synthroid. Then she went to the woman doctor. Does this sound like you? Who balanced the hormones, the adrenals, the female thyroid hormones, the female hormones, the thyroid, more tests. And all the time, I still felt like I had the flu and just awful. Yeah, Epstein-Barr can hit you like this. The test showed adrenal fatigue. Why run the test? How could this not be adrenal fatigue? We're going to get to that later. Female hormones low. Of course they're low. So let's give you some progesterone and some pregnenolone and some DHEA. This is the way it works, and this is not the way it's supposed to work. We're spending a desperate woman's time and money, and we're cultivating here a perception of what became her long ordeal that ended nowhere. And I see this all the time, with rare exception. And it's not that we don't have knowledgeable doctors, both allopathic and holistic. It's we don't have effective models. Nobody knows how to approach it. This is not the way. But take this in, because this will remind some of you of you. The tests showed adrenal fatigue, blah, blah. In late August, the doctor wanted to test you then for Epstein-Barr. I thought it was rather odd, but was tested and on September 8th found out that I tested positive. Note that it doesn't tell her what the test was. Now, this may well have been Epstein-Barr. First problem, was it a PCR test? Was it testing for the actual virus? Was it a serology test? did you get the active virus in the blood, or did you do better, get a PCR, the genetic matter? This virus is just a strand of DNA, a single strand. Were there evidences of that in some fluid that could give us a number that could tell us just how infected she was? First question, but she's not getting that specific here. Of the four number markers in the blood test for the virus, the first two had already gone back to normal, but the last two were both in the 500s, which said that I am in the convalescent or recovery stage. This is the type of nonsense that I do these shows in regard to. She's already feeling horrid. She hasn't felt much better. But she's being told, based on the tests, that she's had the disease, she's had the virus, because the tests show it. These tests aren't even taken correctly. And that she's been told via the tests that she's in the convalescent stage. Well, at 500, we don't know how latent the virus is gone. In addition to which, whose 500 are we talking about? They're all different. Those numbers are norms that may not be specific to the person. Just on that basis alone, I could do a whole show on that, but this really isn't the point. Remember, she already knows she's in recovery. This is an article about Epstein-Barr. What's it doing here? Because Liz's journey is just beginning, perhaps unknown to her. After being diagnosed, it seems I feel even worse. So she's in convalescence, recovery, but she feels worse. Flu-like all the time and exhausted, but she's recovering. Probably just crashed after all the stress of those months and also knowing there's no treatment for the virus. Why is she concerned about treating the virus when she's been told she's in the recovery stage? Because she doesn't believe anybody. Because deep down in her intuitive faculties, she knows the tests were bogus in the first place, and they are. First of all, it should have been a PCR test. What they had to have done to say this are antibody tests, stating that there were no IgMs and a lot of IgGs, which means that, without getting too technical now, she was exposed and then it was gone. That's when the IgGs are there, the IgMs go low. To even do this with an antibody test is ludicrous. She doesn't have a good doctor. That's the first thing that has to be understood here. Balancing hormones with what? I'll bet you this woman doesn't sleep. I'll bet you she's been a stress case from the day she was born. I'll bet you she's incurred more trauma along the way. I'll bet you those stresses are not just emotional. I'll bet you the full meaning of stress she doesn't even have an awareness of, and nor does her doctor. And this is why Cher has it for 25 years. You go on the Hershey Highway, and you know where that goes. This is a roller coaster ride, and in the end, you just crash into a wall. And this is what I mean. It's not that doctors don't care. It's not that patients aren't sincere. It's that our models stink, holistic and otherwise. But that's not your story, because you're willing to get educated, thus the theme of my show. If you're new to the show, and every show, about 40% are new, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you're not on my website, get to it, because you can't understand this show unless you're on the website. Not fully. If you can't because you're driving or at work or wherever, go home as soon as you can. StraightTalk.cc. 176 shows. Scan them for what interests you and get hip. I mean, don't they just keep getting better and better? That's because you keep getting smarter and smarter. I assume, in fact, that you're listening to these shows regularly, and although I welcome newcomers, I talk like you know what the other 170 are about. That's because knowledge is cumulative. There's a payoff for putting this together. Wait till we link this to cancer so you can start to understand really why Epstein-Barr is so and potentially so deadly or not. So let's continue with Liz. She feels worse. Probably just crashed. There's no treatment for the virus, but we are spending billions on a vaccine. We're looking for that vaccine. We've been looking for that vaccine for 25 years. Your tax money to the NIH We're looking for that vaccine. We're going to cure everything with a vaccine. We're going to forfeit and forget about the 100 things that Liz could do tomorrow if someone would just sit across from her in a desk and say, lady, get it together if you want your health back. But we don't want to say that because, you see, we're politically correct. We don't do those things. Suppose Liz is 50 or 60 pounds overweight. Do you think that has something to do with it? Suppose she hates her life. Suppose she doesn't like her husband. Suppose she hasn't forgiven her husband for cheating on her. Suppose she hasn't forgiven her children for abusing her. Suppose she's got a mommy-daddy problem. Has anyone spoken to Liz about any of this? Suppose she lives next to a chimney stack. Suppose she lives next to the 405 freeway. Suppose she lives in a filthy city, paying $1,500 a month when she could live in the woods in a cabin for $800. Has anybody talked to her that way? Suppose she just has a lousy attitude. Suppose she has a fantastic attitude. I'm sitting here right now with a woman that came to see me all the way from Malaysia. A woman that's been sick for 30 years. A woman that's got bad infections up in the organ systems. A woman that is healing. I'm sitting with her right now in my room doing this show. If no one takes advantage of the high consciousness of somebody, and if Liz is like that, then they're wasting her potential. So maybe she's got a low consciousness and nobody set it straight. Maybe she's got an extraordinarily high consciousness and nobody exalted it. Now there's medicine. So what's circulating around at Kaiser? Or everywhere else? I ask you. I plead my case to you. The doctor is giving me IVs of vitamins to build my immune system. Let me tell you something about IVs. They're expensive and they're a scam. That is a scam. IV therapies stink on ice. And why? Because healing is a negotiation with your intestinal villi. Those fingers that I always talk about in your intestines, that's part of the enteric nervous system, right? GABA is secreted, finds receptor sites in the brain, and the villi open themselves to God. They open themselves in an extension of your soul and your commitment for nourishment. If you don't temper the enteric nervous system in a healing, you're doing nothing. Well, that's what we call a holistic doctor, right? And an IV pumper. And because IV is under scope of practice, meaning chiropractors can't IV, acupuncturists can't IV, nutritionists can't IV, doctors can IV. So we're going to string a whole therapy around IV. And to make matters more complicated, because the devil is a wonderful liar, but he will mix the truth with lies. Guess what? IV therapies will help a little bit. After you spend $2,000 or $3,000 for these bogus infusions, you'll feel a little better. We know how to get you to first base, and then we leave you there. Is that you? Is that why you've spun around holistically and allopathically? 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you can relate, give us a call. Talk to my office staff. Make an appointment and do it right. I don't heal you. I teach you how to heal you. If you're up for the education and you want to get to the third and home-based levels of what healing really is, you give that number a call. 714-850-1007. Don't be a victim to bogus lies. The doctor's giving me IVs of vitamins to build my immune system, which I am sure is depleted, so I'm sure she welcomes the immune system. You see? She welcomes it. It's better than nothing. But what happens over a year or two or five or ten when your bank account is exhausted because nobody ever played the hard ball? I also just started to try acupuncture to see if that will help my energy. This poor woman is delusional. She's absolutely delusional. She's doing what you do. You run around in the carousel of therapies, blind, hoping that somebody will help. And everybody dispenses their therapy. We give you IV trips. We give you acupuncture needles. We balance your hormones. This is not where it goes. This doesn't get you what you want. Liz is looking for that life she had before she was sick. That's what she's looking for. That's what you come in and ask for. That deep in your heart is what you want. And that's what you deserve. And that is not what you get this way. So we have a problem here. And again, I get charged up about this because this has been my journey. I learned all this stuff inside out and upside down, and I found it didn't work. Yeah, it helped. It got you to first base. We've become a nation of first base holistic therapies. They don't work. The public sector, the consumer, the person that invests, the insurance companies, nobody's looking for first and second base. They're looking to bat a home run or it's no cigar. Right now, I'm at my wit's end and wonder, wasn't she told? I mean, this article is about newly diagnosed with Epstein-Barr. Right now, I'm at my wit's end. Didn't we hear her say that she's been what? Convalescent, in remission. Right now, I'm at my wit's end and wonder if I will ever feel any better, or should I get used to this forever? Right there is the disease. Here's the hardball. She's approaching this the way she approached her life before she got sick. That's hard to say. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know this woman. So maybe I'm wrong. So forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'll tell you what, statistically, I'll repeat it. Before this woman ever knew a sick day, she was at her wit's end and wondering if she'll ever get out of the jail she was in. This makes life hardly worth living. The day you popped out, you were wondering if life was worth living. And that's not an insult. That's not a desecration. That's the reality of people that suffer like this. If I had to give you a shortcut to this, I'd be glad to. If you could mosey on down here and I could pop a pill in your mouth and this could all go away, I'd be glad to do it. I wouldn't do a radio show. I'd just buy a few pill dispensers and let you make your choices. It doesn't work. Do you understand if you listen to this show, you need to pat yourself on your back? Really be proud of yourself. This show is a good 20, 30, 40, 50 years ahead of the market. America is going to go down if it doesn't start telling the truth. There are too many lies being perpetrated and nobody trusts anybody anymore. And they all revolve around the fact that we have conditioned the public to be lazy. Lazy with our politicians, lazy with our journalists, lazy with our healthcare practitioners. You can't say to people, who's your congressman? Did you know how he just screwed you the other day on the vote? And go write him a letter because a bunch of letters will change his mind. You can't say, do you understand what your illness really means? Have you educated yourself to the point where you can understand it past first base? There's a consciousness here that's lagging to the reality at hand. And we are going to continue to suffer. When what? This is exciting. I got enough time to make it exciting, but I wanted to give you a magnification, perhaps, of you. The doctors and nurses there reassure me that this takes time and that my body has to fight this virus. We always give hope, don't we? Hope to the blind because we're blind. Anyway, anyone who can inform me without scaring me to death. Now, you hear that? There you go. Anyone who can inform me without scaring me to death. That's called tough love. The art of the heel is to love somebody and care and tell them the truth. And if you care and you love and you're telling the truth, you're good with God. After that, she's in God's hands. Because for nobody's unwillingness to hear the truth, should you tell anything less than the truth, no matter who you are. But we have to respect the fact that people get scared. Well, we're back to peg one with the Medici show, education. Can Liz really understand it? By the time you get these people, their brains have been so scrambled most of the time. I'm telling you, they come in here with stacks of tests, 50 miles long. And if they have a loving husband or a loved one with money, all that money's gone. If they've inherited a trust, if they've second mortgaged the house, I see this all the time. And it's easy to get out of this. It's easy. You just got to change your perception. I just want to cry all the time. My life this year has been the worst ever, and I know lots of people who are a whole lot worse off than this. Maybe that's going to be Cher. Maybe her career is over. The article there, which is reality, says she had to cancel her show because she's too sick. And that's her juice. That's why she's here. She's here to entertain. She's an artist. She's a wonderful artist. She crossed the barrier of music into film. She's 70. She's got a great constitution. And these things are starting to add up. And I'll guarantee you, I was up there in Malibu for a long time. She's not getting the perception she needs. And as an artist, with the amount of depth she's had, she could. You see? But most of the time what people do is they surround themselves with the so-called experts. And the experts take them right to where Liz is, in the middle of nowhere, after a lot of dough has been spent. But I basically had to give up the things I love to do little by little, and right now, since the diagnosis, this is hard to figure out. Liz, of course it's hard to figure out, Liz. Why would I study 20-something years till I bleed out both my ears and expect you to think this is easy? But really, Liz, if it's hard, it's hard because your head's in the way. Wow. We could stop the show right now, but we're not. We got lots to discuss here. So Cher might have it. Liz definitely has it. Let's take a look, really, at what causes it. I mean, what is Epstein-Barr in the first place? All right, we got the pictures here, so we can talk some Epstein-Barr. Picture number four is always the Epstein-Barr virus. It's a virus. What's a virus look like? What is a virus? A virus is not a parasite. A virus is not a bacteria. Go to picture 22. Forget picture 4. My boo-boo. Picture 22. There's a virus. Ugly looking. There's a virus. Ugly looking. It's got a head. It's got its own DNA in it. It's got a neck. It's got a collar. It's got a tail. It's got a base plate. Looks like a mosquito. Looks like an alien. Definitely looks like something gross. It's a virus. Now that virus has its DNA. Look at picture 21. Don't bother blowing it up, though. That's DNA. And what that virus does is it inserts. Look at picture number 25. That virus inserts its DNA into your DNA. The viral DNA is inserted via receptor sites on the membrane of the cell it infects. And so now the viral DNA has been inserted into the DNA of the cell that it infects. And then that DNA inside the cell keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. Go to picture number 24. Picture number 24. There's a virus on the top inserting its DNA into the membrane of the cell. And then that DNA ends up in the DNA of the cell. And then it goes into the lysogenic cycle and to the lytic cycle. Now, lysogenic and lytic mean basically the same thing. The DNA inoculation of the viral DNA into your DNA, into the cell of its choice, meaning the host cell, starts to grow inside the cell and multiplies and multiplies and multiplies, and then the cell bursts. And that's what you see in all the little viruses. Come spawning out, looking for what? New host cells. That's a virus. That's not a bacteria, and that's not a parasite. Bacteria has its own replication pattern. A parasite has its own, it's an individual cell, a bacterial cell. A parasite, other than an amoeba, is a host of cells. It's an organism. It might be 50 cells or a million cells. I don't know, but it's an organism, or it's a single-celled bacteria. A virus is just a DNA strand. Clever, insidious, truly where the devil lives, I assure you. These things are smart. Why? They mutate. They swap genes. They respond. Epstein-Barr is clever, very clever. Let's keep going. So that's the MO of the virus. That's the structure of the virus. So let's go back to picture 4. Now we're going to make a little more sense. We're going back to picture four here. And the Epstein-Barr virus, it is infecting a mucosal epithelial cell. That's up in the upper respiratory tract. That's how it gets in. So it's a cell. You looked at that cell a moment ago. Once it's in the cell, it'll lyse the cell. See there? It's the lytic phase. So it lyses the cell. The immune system starts running over. The macrophages, the white blood cells, the T cells, the B lymphocytes, so on and so forth. We have a real issue with this. That's how it gets in. So it's like the flu. Liz said she had the flu, right? That's what's going on. Now, those viruses, once they hit critical mass, they start looking for another host. That host is an immune system cell called the B lymphocyte, B as in boy. B lymphocyte is the immune system cell produced in the bone marrow, hanging out in the spleen, hanging out everywhere, but especially the spleen in your upper left quadrant, just behind the stomach. If you take your left hand and you touch your left rib cage, not in the front but on the side, and go right in, on your left side, you're right in the spleen. The spleen is a big immune system organ. It hangs out with branches of a tree, and all these B lymphocytes and macrophages are hanging out in there, and as the blood moves through the spleen, the B lymphocytes and the macrophages are exposed. They're exposed to different types of problems, parasites, viruses, bacteria. Well, in this case, the B lymphocytes inside the spleen are being attacked by a virus that gets onto the membrane of the lymphocyte and goes inside the lymphocyte. And when it goes inside the lymphocyte, it hides. It hides like a leopard, like a jaguar, finding its place, and no immune reaction occurs. It just hangs out there until conditions are right, and then it launches an attack. And then when you overcome it, it hides again. Do you know how many viruses do this? Bacteria do this. Lyme disease, which is a bacteria, does this. Lots of things do this. Cancer does this. Yes, cancer does this. Every living organism that has ever plagued mankind has lied inside the cell at times or found places to hide like biofilms. And then when conditions are right, they launch an attack. They're smart. There is a molecular intelligence that chemistry will never remedy. There is a molecular intelligence that drugs will never remedy. There is a molecular intelligence that herbs will never remedy. Herbs. I said herbs. I said this is not the show of Kaiser doesn't know how to fix it, but some great herbalist will. No. There is a new medicine coming. Deeper. It's been there from the beginning of time and before. It alone understands how to go after this. That's what Liz needs to understand. That's what Cher needs to understand. That's what you need to understand. But man, do you have to understand. And you would understand just from this show. You have to take this show in, all the shows, as a symphony, as an orchestration, so you can see the divine work inside you, so you can understand that there is a materialization of the soul in the body. Remember? Body, mind. It's there, if you can understand it. But if you want the cookie-cutter answer, don't call 714-850-1007. If you want to reach down a little deeper, I still have skeptics come in. They come in. They call and they come in. And I look at them and I see the skepticism because they've been sold the Brooklyn Bridge just like Liz. And they're so skeptical and so depressed and so negative and so down. You can't say anything to them. You have to give love on a capacity nothing less than Jesus himself to get them even to listen. I gotta tell you, that is a pathetic statement. We have not done well. And there's a lot of Liz's around. And they can be rich people. They can be famous people. That's why I bother with this Cher thing. Robin Williams. Angelina Jolie. Rich, poor, black, white, green, purple, Asian, doesn't matter. Everyone across the globe. I am looking for people with consciousness. You see, your friends, the people you talk to, your relatives, other members of the family, they lack the consciousness to understand the depth to which you have to understand what we're talking about here. Not just on behalf of myself, but on behalf of any well-meaning doctor, therapist, anybody. They're trying to tell you something. They may say it far less eloquently than I. They may have less education. They may have more education. But deep down inside, if they're worth their salt, they're trying to appeal to you in a way deeper than your intellect. So maybe Liz's head is in the way. Her head's in the way. The answer's right there on the tip of her nose. Sometimes you have to intellectualize to get someone to their inner intelligence. So let's continue to intellectualize. I love it. So now that Epstein-Barr virus has put itself inside a B lymphocyte, now it gets dangerous because maybe then you are in the inoculation phase, meaning in the latent phase. So let's look at picture number five. Picture number five, cytokine storm. You know what? I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Let's go back to four. Picture number four, I just wanted to point out those cells there on top of the word latency. We call this infectious mononucleosis. A lot of times Epstein-Barr becomes infectious mononucleosis, at which point it jumps into the real latency phase. And that's the extreme right, where it escapes from immune surveillance in B lymphocytic and lymphoid tissue. This is why your lymph with this stuff will swell. Your lymph nodes will swell. This is why your spleen will swell. Because now, even if you don't feel it, even if you don't test out for it, it's hiding in cells. And those cells tend to congregate in lymph tissue and in the spleen, which is basically a big lymph node. All right, now. Let's get another spin on this. Picture five, cytokine storm. What is a cytokine? A cytokine is a pro-inflammatory chemical made by macrophages, which are going to be part of the activation of T lymphocytes and of other macrophages, which are all part of how a healthy person will limit Epstein-Barr. So if you've ever had Epstein-Barr and you've been fatigued and you feel you've gotten over it, other than the fact that it's latent, but you feel normal. You're out there sprinting 440s. That's because in the normal course of this, not in the chronic infectious course like Liz, but in the normal course of it, your T cells will get activated by the B cells. So it escapes immune surveillance later. Just in that earlier stage of what we call latency, the early latent stage, the T cells will get activated. But in this process where macrophages and T cells are activated, cytokines are released. That's the cytokine storm. So the initial hit with this stuff is your RBCs aren't produced because the rest of your marrow is so busy dealing with this. Cytokines are produced, which are pro-inflammatory. Your adrenal glands are watching all of this going ballistic. And your adrenal glands, like Liz's, were ballistic before they even got it. So you go into adrenal exhaustion, you go into a pro-inflammatory cytokine storm, you're hemolyzing your red blood cells, and you are left for dead on the couch. And that's the good news. Because most people will get over it. Now, they're always going to be infected by it, meaning, really, it's inside the cells latent. So you got to understand the depth of illness here. Now, here's where it gets bad, and this is what they mean in that wonderful journalistic masterpiece, The National Examiner, when it says that experts say that the Epstein-Barr virus is deadly. This is what they mean, and they're correct. Role of Epstein-Barr in associated cancers. Role of Epstein-Barr in oncogenesis. EBER counters resistance to apoptosis by inhibitors of the kinase enzyme. In Epstein-Barr-infected lymphocytes, EBERs promote cell growth through the induction of interleukin-10 expression, blah, blah. We don't have to get into this. The point is that what happens, so I'll cut to the chase for you, Let me cut to the chase this way. I gave you an article. Click to view the full article on the Epstein-Barr virus. Up at the top now, not pictures. Click to view the few article. Inhibition of apoptosis is a mechanism of cell transformation. Click the first page of that article. There you go. It's processing. Epstein-Barr virus. Inhibition of apoptosis as a mechanism of cell transformation. Epstein-Barr virus. I'm reading the abstract now. It's good. You don't have a headache. You can do this. People that heal do this. People that heal will know more about their illness than their doctors. People that don't heal know more about complaining than any 100 people. You can either complain for 20 years or you can do something. You see, that's what we can't teach you. You got to be ready. How does one get faith? That isn't my job. You got to come in with some faith. Epstein-Barr virus is a potent mitogen. A mitogen encourages replication, mitosis, the human B lymphocytes, and is associated with a large number of human malignancies. There it is. That's not news. You can read that article later. Now, what am I talking about? This is what I'm talking about. Go to picture number 7. Picture number 7. There you go. Here's the deal. Don't get lost in picture number 7. What Epstein-Barr does inside a B lymphocyte is it stops apoptosis. Bottle of Carl, the Quantum Aloe, and vitamin D, the trio. What is apoptosis? First person to define that as it relates to cancer. Give me an understanding. First 2 people. All right, first 3 people. Give me an understanding of why, if the Epstein-Barr virus stops apoptosis in the B lymphocyte, why it would create cancer. Give me an understanding of that, because it does. That's what happened to my buddy, who I designated a show to. He had Epstein-Barr. 20 years later, he had B-cell lymphoma. It had a Burkitt's atypical expression. It went right to his brain and ate his brain out in 4 months. I saw him the last day he was alive. Bad scene. Rough. I swore if it ever happened to me, I'd let the animals eat me in the woods. No hospital bed for me. Rough way to go. In a stinking hospital next to a stinking cafeteria with a bunch of people who couldn't have cared less because they were too busy trying to survive themselves. Let the animals eat you. Go into the fertilizer of the soil. What is this? Every old person I know sits in fear of that day. They tell me. They say, Medici, I'm not scared of dying. I don't want to die like my worst fear come true. And that's what it is. Death without dignity. Death is not so bad. It's dying without dignity. It's dying in a 1 to 2 to 3 to 20 year process where you're lied to continually about the value and integrity of your life. And that's what we're doing now, holistic included. Because we're bad people, because we're sinners, because we're in cahoots with the devil, because we only care about money. You know, for the most part, that's not what it is. Because we're lost. We are lost. We have forgotten what healing is. And we don't know how to put the model together. This is the model. I give you this model. 714-850-1007. If this doesn't get you, don't listen to this show anymore, because I don't know how to do it any better than I'm doing it right now. 714-850-1007. And next week, not tomorrow, but next week, I got my last class on the mind and the body, because that's where this show's going, to the mind and the body. And Liz, whoever you are, wherever you are, I hope you're listening. Because this is about the mind and the body, because that's where the shifts do occur. And eventually, you're going to deal with that. If you want to heal, forget this picture. It's too complicated. All right? All right, I gave you enough time. Apoptosis. Now look at this. Picture 10. Go to picture number 10. EBV-associated cancer, Burkitt's lymphoma, T-cell lymphoma, Hodgkin's, which is a lymphoma, pyothorax-associated, I don't even know what that is, nasal pharyngeal carcinoma, gastric, stomach carcinoma. Look at that. What? If Epstein-Barr, in the regulation of the B cell, stops the B cell from killing itself, yes, apoptosis, you had enough time. If Epstein-Barr, as it progresses and infects the DNA of the B lymphocyte, stops it from killing itself in the normal cycle of life and death of the B cell. In other words, B cells die. They self-regulate. And when they look at themselves and go, you know what, my arms are old and my ears are old and I can't see and I'm not serving the community of my gazillion other B-cell friends, I'm just a burden to the human organism, that which I serve, it kills itself. Its DNA signals enzymes, lysosomes generally, that causes the cell to self-destruct. That is meaningful death. That is meaningful death. That is how you want to die, with meaning. That is certainly how I will die, with meaning. That is a choice that lots of people want. Not with a bunch of tubes up your nose in a hospital because doctors couldn't get it together. So this B cell kills itself. That's apoptosis. The virus comes in and blocks apoptosis. The virus comes in and stops apoptosis. It interferes molecularly with the process. So the cell wants to die and it can't die. The cell wants to die because it's useless and it can't die. And so it reinvents itself as a malignancy. A malignancy, go back to my shows on cancer with Donald Kelly, which HCG hormone. Go look those shows up on cancer, Donald Kelly, Nick Gonzalez. The B cell wants to reinvent itself and be born again because you won't let it die. And so the virus immortalizes the B cell. The B cell has life forever. And that's the beginning of malignancy. A few more steps into the wrong direction and you die of a lymphoma, an aggressive lymphoma. Ingenious, insidious. I don't know where the devil lives. Well, if you watch someone rot to an ugly cancer, you may think so. Or we're not listening to the divine in the body, and that's the consequence. I don't know how to think of it. I really don't. Interesting, though. Definitely. I think of it as fascinating. A cell that wants to die in service to you, that some insidious virus is preventing. And lo and behold, the cell reinvents itself immortally to what becomes a cancer. And that is Epstein-Barr. Now, what did I get for you here? I got, click to view the full article on sympathetic nervous system dysfunction. Go up to the top, click that article on. If you're on the radio, if you're on in the car, if you're driving, if you're not at a computer, if you don't listen to a computer, please get a computer and listen. Everyone's doing it. You want to be like the Joneses. You know, people resisted the car at one time. They thought the car was like the computer. They resisted the plane. They resisted the telephone. They resisted the electrical light bulb. So why should you come in here and go, you know, I don't believe in these computers? You may not like them. We could argue the car hasn't made things better, but it's here to stay. And if you're not on, well, you can't really understand what I'm talking about. Not on the level you need to. That's straighttalk.cc. And get a subscription, too. If you have no money, $25 for 176 shows, if you think you can do better than that, get on my website and tell me, because I want to know about it. Honestly. Honestly, I do. I watch all these YouTube guys telling you which herb to take for what pills. You understand my slant here. That's okay. But how are you going to get to home plate? You bought into this for a home run, not for first base. So get the website. Look at this article, Sympathetic Nervous System Dysfunction in Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Chronic fatigue syndrome is when one day you can't get out of bed. Now, one cause of it, skipping is Epstein-Barr. So we know one cause of chronic fatigue is Epstein-Barr. Epstein-Barr can make you chronically fatigued for years. That's Liz. Can also cause fibromyalgia. A lot of people have both. I'm sitting here with a woman from Malaysia. Am I correct? You were diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or chronic fatigue? Both. So, does she have parasites? Does she have Epstein-Barr? Does she have chronic fatigue? Is it emotional? What is it? Is it dirty air? Is it toxin? Is it heavy metals? Are the hormones? This is a woman that I'm sitting with now that for 20 years, she's got about as much education as most doctors I know. And she's here sitting with me today, all right, simply because she got educated enough to understand where the truth is. And the truth will set you free. Look at this article. Sympathetic nervous system dysfunction in chronic fatigue syndrome. What are we back to, gang? The sympathetic nervous system. If you are sympathetic dominant, your immune system will be the immune system that doesn't resolve and limit the expression of the virus. If you are sympathetic dominant, now, go tell that to your friends at Kaiser. But even if you can get it across to somebody, oh, yes, 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 I've heard somewhere, yes, it's universally agreed upon. There's some connection there, something interesting that we need to study for the next 200 years until we can be certain that my wife's emotional makeup just might be related to why she can't get out of bed. But you see, studies, we need to do more testing. That is bunk. It is bunk. It is the epitome of ignorance. It is the why we spent 1,000 years in the Dark Ages. It's why we are still failing people. The hard science was telling us otherwise 30, 40 years ago. Picture number 18, The Stress of Life, Hans Chalet. Can they get any more educated or brilliant than this man? There's one book. Here's the second book, Stress and Health and Disease. Oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard this before. Yes, I'm aware. Stress can cause disease, but Dr. Medici, what are you going to do about my Epstein-Barr? We got to give it a name or you're not happy. If we give you concepts and you can't attach it to a name, this doesn't concern you. Don't die that way. Please, don't die that way. Stress and health and disease. CLA, it's hard science. There he is, picture 16. There he is, picture number 19. Adopting the right attitude can convert a negative stress into a positive one. I'm sitting here with someone right now that had enough guts to get on a jet and come here from Malaysia, only to find out she didn't have the right attitude. She had the prerequisite to the right attitude. The right attitude has nothing to do with sitting there complacently and saying, yes, I've been trying to heal myself for 30 years, therefore I don't give up and I have the right attitude. Your Epstein-Barr virus doesn't give a hoot about your positive attitude unless you can drive it into the cell. You have to hit critical mass. I implore you to understand this, sitting there nodding. Those of you who know this show, those of you who have bought a subscription, those of you who have never heard me that think they've heard this, you haven't. Because in the end, where the rubber meets the road, you don't understand what he's talking about. If you don't take your relaxation response to physiological mass, to crescendo, to climax, to the point at which your body is fused completely and totally with the electromagnetic experience of the parasympathetic nerve flow, you do not understand what it is to have the right attitude. And I will tell you right now, doing this for 23 years, very few people get that. That is our problem. That is the cutting edge of America. That is the cutting edge of holistic medicine. Can you take that one in? I'm talking to you. So that's what Chile was talking about. Yes, we know there's a relationship between emotions and disease. No, we don't. Yes, we know there's a relationship between stress and disease. Yes, stress. I do have stress, so I took a vacation. Yes, I have stress, so I cut down a little bit. Yes, I have stress, so I told my doctor that I was going to exercise, take a few walks in the park. Yes, I have stress. So I went home and told my husband, I'm going to bed a little earlier each day, and you can make your own breakfast. I understand this. No, you don't. You don't understand this. Because you're still suffering, like Liz. Because you will die younger than you should. Because you don't. You have to understand a symbol. It's a symbol. Go to picture number 26. There's a symbol here. I put it in green. That's summation. First time I heard that one was with Brother Terence at Archbishop Molloy when I was 16 in a calculus class. Summation. That's used in all forms of math. It means summation. Stress is not just emotional. Stress is toxicological. Stress is biochemical. Stress is structural. Your occiput's off. Your alignment's off. Stress is you've had injuries and the scar tissue is wrapped so tight around your spleen, your bone marrow is so fibrotic that it can't make immune system cells. Stress can be fibrous. Stress can be biomechanical. Stress can be psychological. Stress can be whatever. The summation of stress in you in any given time, along an arc, is how you have to understand why you suffer. In any given moment, there are a combination of four stressors that you have to be educated enough to identify within yourself and then educated enough to effectively do something about. And that's your journey. That's your path. So let's go back to it. Let's do it. Let's do it since you understand it now. Let's go back to Cher has Epstein-Barr virus. There it is. Let's go back to the National Examiner. Talks about JFK here. He was sure Oswald didn't kill his father. Does anyone believe JFK was killed by Oswald? Oswald was a pawn. Maybe this magazine gives you more good stuff than the New York Times. Maybe it's outspoken because nobody scans it. But as far as Cher is concerned, Cher is dying. Nah, that's not true. But she does have Epstein-Barr, which experts say. I have a personal experience where Epstein-Barr went to cancer. Is she getting this perspective? It works at exclusion to no one. Pat yourself on the back. Think about this. If you need to think and you still need guidance and you're serious, I'm here. Or just buy a subscription. Or come to my class. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Debbie, say goodbye.
Bye.
Say it louder.
Bye.
Come on, you got the screen.
All right. Bye, everybody.
All right.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.